the Soul Coaching Oracle Show with Hannah Yamaya. Hey, you guys, it's your girl Hannah Yamaya here. And today, I want to talk about judgment. And the reason why I choose this topic is because on social media, people are being judged. They judge themselves. They are allowing themselves to be judged by others. Did you know that we are our worst critics when it comes to self? So judgment is the topic today. And Marcus Azulis said, "You have the power to strip away many superfluous troubles located wildly in your judgment and to possess a large room for yourself, embracing in thought the whole cosmos." So today I want to talk about judgment and how judgment could be so bad when it comes to self. So you guys stay tuned. This is your girl Hannah Yamaya. I know you guys been wanting to hear me and listen to me. Later on tonight, me and my co-star J-Man will be talking about sex magic or love magic. So you guys stay tuned. I will be podcasting twice a day, during the morning and at night, 11:30. So join me both times, 9 o'clock at night. Sorry, you guys. 10 o'clock in the morning and 11:30 at night. Join me and J-Man at 11:30 and me by myself at 10 o'clock. So here we go. Stay tuned. I'll be back. So here's the backstory of why I want to tell you about judgment. Now, as you guys know, I'm a life coach. I am a spiritual advisor. I'm an oracle tarot reader. And I'm a podcast personnel. As you can see, I've been podcasting with Anchor for about 4 years now. So here's the backstory of what happened to a couple that I was spiritually counseling. So this couple came to me for spiritual counseling, and I told them that I wouldn't work with them together, but I would work with them both individually. And they would annoyingly ask me why, and I said, "I simply don't counsel couples together. It never amounts to anything other than more arguments." And they got a little more annoyed and started to make their case for me to work with them together, asking, "How are we going to fix our problems separately when our arguments are with one another?" Wanting to make a point, I asked them, "What do you argue the most about as a couple?" They paused and looked at one another and then looked back at me with the same story. The husband said, "She always telling me that I don't listen with enough compassion, and that I'm constantly trying to tell her what to do. I feel like no matter what I do, I can never make her happy." The wife said, "He is always trying to fix me instead of just being there for me. I feel like he doesn't understand me." The moment you cast judgment on a person, place, or thing, you instantly set the human vicious cycle into motion. The instant you make another person wrong, they must turn the wrong on to you. Furthermore, the more you judge yourself, you set into motion the whole stream of negative chemicals, reactions within. Judgment can be positive or negative, but regardless, when you judge, you set energy into motion. And energy is 99% empty until it's observed in you, and you, and you, and you, and you. All of you guys that's out here listening to this creates the energy. Okay? You observe it and you put it into motion, whether it's a positive or a negative. When you judge anything as a negative, you instantaneously experience a negative feeling. When you judge anything as a positive, you instantaneously experience a positive feeling. The entrapment of life is being the effect of your own creation. The secret to unlocking your own prison cell door is neutrality. So I want to continue to expand your conscious. You learn true wisdom through relative experiences. Thus, with this knowing, begin to embrace all aspects of life, understanding that the universe wants to teach you neutrality, equanimity. Surrender to the herb, the ebbs, and the flow, and honor the parallel coincidences and the paradoxes life has to offer. Expansion of your thoughts and perspectives liberates you from all chains of suffering. When belief systems alter, you start to flow freely and naturally in this beautiful journey called life. There's nothing you cannot overcome or achieve. Recognize the enlightenment not a destination, but as a consummate of all experience, delivering you to freedom. Every cell of your body, every star in the sky, every moment you experience has infinity wisdom, infinity possibilities, infinity opportunities to guide you in divine connections, truth, and happiness. Marcus Aurelius Bracket was a famous Greek empire who won the greatest battle of all, the battle within. He left a legacy behind his famous victories in gruesome physic massacres and powerful battles war. But most importantly, he left a legacy rooted in his character. He remembered as a philosopher king who had strikingly blamelessly in wonderful temperate ways. In his work Meditation, he described how to find and preserve equanimity and mend conflict by following nature as a source of guidance and inspiration. How many of you guys follow nature? I do. He was one of the first leaders known to man who spoke of a collective approach to consciousness and Pacific, how important discipline and focus are, as well as the active pursuit of being a good person. It is his ability to analyze the judgment he had on himself and others, which inspired an epiphany based on a cosmic perspective, developing his cognition about the universe and life itself. I cannot imagine what it would be like to live in the gladiator days. So far removed from our first world problems and luxuries of living in the technical age. However, that is not to undermine the bloodshed of heart that so many of us has experienced today living in the moment in the modern world. I believe without a doubt that many people experience life from a place of torture, incarcerating themselves through self-inflicted judgment. It is my belief that most of mankind would greatly benefit from this famous man's cognition, that the progression of humanity is in fact depend upon our learning, how it masters neutrality and equanimity. So, the moment you assign a positive or negative meaning to anything, you instantaneously experience a positive or negative feeling. Your mind is the most powerful weapon you have. However, within the greatest internal battlefield, there are only two opponents, you, yourself. You can instantaneously create heaven or hell at the speed of one single thought. The moment you judge anything, you instantaneously experience a positive or a negative feeling within yourself, which in turn starts to bring you more and more thoughts similar in nature. It does not matter if you're judging someone else or yourself. Regardless, you experience the effect of your creative thought. The extent to which you place a position, a positive or negative meaning, and assign it to a value accordingly. Your experience exaggerated in direct proportion. Thought affects experiences, you guys. So today I want to talk about how to stay neutral. I want to talk about becoming a victim in your own life when you are allowing yourself to judge. So stay tuned. I have more information on victimhood and judgment. I'll be back. It's your girl, Hannah Yamaya. You guys have a blessed and lovely day. So stay tuned. Hi, you guys. My name is Hannah Yamaya, and I'm here to give you guys a little information. This is not a paid advertisement, but this is a paid advertisement. I want to invite you guys to join my mentorship program. It's a 6-month program that includes self-work, shadow work, self-care, self-love, using the 40 laws of the universe on how to co-create with the universe, how to claim your birthright of prosperity, how to live a vibrant life, how to have a powerful, loving relationship, how to reprogram your subconscious, and how to create your daily spiritual practice. Also in this program, you will also be learning how to do tarot cards, how to do Reiki 1, 2, and 3. Inbox me or call me at 980-435-1623. If you want to register, do not hesitate to inbox me or call me, text me, send me a call or anything. This is your girl, Hannah Yamaya, with the intuitive life coaching guidance with Hannah Yamaya. Check me out on Facebook at Sacred Creations and Healing LLC or Life Coaching and Intuitive Guidance with Hannah Yamaya. Have a blessed day. Alright guys, I'm back. It's your girl Hannah Yamaya here, and we just got finished talking about judgment and how we should stay neutral when it comes to ourselves and other people. And one of the laws that I use when I talk about judgment is the law of rhythm. The law of rhythm, it says life is an energetic flow of vibration that moves in a cycular manner. Day becomes night. Tides rise and fall, the heart beats in and out, and this law brings balance and order through its centering equilibrium. Extreme beliefs, judgments, and intense actions are brought to neutral through the process of this law. Industrial markets are correct via the symmetric anoxum of swing. Today's practice is to stay neutral. How can you stay neutral to become cause over life? One must be able to avoid reacting to it. Practice taking a breath between stimulants and your response. There's the great power of choice in the sacred moment. Practice staying neutral is the key. Instead of immediately assigning a positive or a negative meaning to what does or what does not occur today, breathe, then decide what you wish to create. The rhythm of life can be mastered by you when you start to stay neutral. Now, we cannot stay neutral if we are becoming a victim in our own situations or allowing someone to let us be a victim in their situation. So Joyce Lee Duggar said, "I am so lucky and blessed for all the wonderful things that I do have. Life is too short to think about all the things that you do not have. So on June 10th, 1991, J.C. Lee Duggar was kidnapped from her bus stop on her way to school. That day, media trucks, police with dogs, investigators interviewing neighbors, monopolizing the block. Everything was on lockdown. They shut down streets surrounding the community, and the entire town was glued to the television, hoping for the report that she had been found. A day went by with no sign of JC. After a week, everyone tied pink ribbons all over the trees throughout the community. Those ribbons continued to hang weeks after weeks after weeks after weeks as blinding reminder of devastations and pain. When a child disappears, the worst is automatically feared. Authority says that if a child is not found within 72 hours, then the chances are slim of the child being found. I remember this evening like it was yesterday, because I was staying at my mom's house that summer. Now, remind you, I'm 35 years old, so think about how old I was. Her mom was less than two blocks away. Every day I drove by JC's house. As I came and left from the main street, the pink ribbons stayed hanging on those trees that entire summer, where they were still there every year that I came back to visit my mother. My heart would drop just thinking about her family never having closure, never knowing what happened to their only daughter. But 18 years later, a miracle happened. News channels across the world broadcast live on television with resounding shock and joy that J.C. Lee Duggar had been found. I was personally overcome with joy and relief, with tears welling up in my eyes and heartfelt lumps in my throat. I sat down and clutched my knees. Oh my God, how is it possible? 18 years later, this is a true and much needed miracle. She had been hidden for 18 years in the backyard of her kidnapper's house, held captive, raped, tortured. She gave birth to two children without medical help or hospitalization. Her story is incredible, but the true miracle lies in her ability to rise above and persevere. Instead of focusing on her victimization, she prevailed in reclaiming her life. Her survival instincts is inspirational and profound. Since being found, she has written a book, remarried or got married, continued to be the voice of miracle of the human spirit and the inspiration to all of us. The mind has the ultimate power to create and invocate and thrive no matter what the circumstances is. You always have election to focus on what is wrong and what is right. You always have a choice to hold on to resentment, forgive, moving forward and upward. This does not mean that you do not hold people accountable or should not stay in a dysfunctional situation, but through this process, you release angst and suffering within. You realize that the only thing that keeps you suffering after an event has occurred is your own mind. You always have a choice of what you energize, recreating yourself as the victim or focusing on creating a life that you love. A lot of people are identifying themselves with these relationships, identifying themselves with what they have, if they drive a nice car, if they live in a nice house, all of this stuff. We have to stop judging ourselves. We have to stop allowing ourselves to be judged based off the things that we are doing, the things that we have, the things that we do not have, the things that we want, the things that we need, the things that we can't get. Stay tuned. I'll be back as I will finish talking about victimhood. This is your girl, Hannah Yamaya. I'm going to go for a break, and I'm out. Hi, you guys. My name is Hannah Yamaya, and I'm here to give you guys a little information. This is not a paid advertisement, but this is a paid advertisement. I want to invite you guys to join my mentorship program. It's a 6-month program that includes self-work, shadow work, self-care, self-love, using the 40 laws of the universe on how to co-create with the universe, how to claim your birthright of prosperity, how to live a vibrant life, how to have a powerful, loving relationship, how to reprogram your subconscious, and how to create your daily spiritual practice. Also in this program, you will also be learning how to do tarot cards, how to do Reiki 1, 2, and 3. Inbox me or call me at 980-435-1623. If you want to register, do not hesitate to inbox me or call me, text me, send me a call or anything. This is your girl, Hannah Yamaya, with the Intuitive Life Coaching Guidance with Hannah Yamaya. Check me out on Facebook at Sacred Creations and Healing LLC or Life Coaching and Intuitive Guidance with Hannah Yamaya. Have a blessed day. All right. Hey, you guys. I'm back. It's your girl, Hannah Yamaya, your soul coach and oracle. And we just got finished talking about victimhood. When you stay in victimhood, you are mentally assigning something outside of yourself as being more powerful than your consciousness. The degree to which you place power outside of yourself is the degree to which you become powerless. Reclaiming your power, your life, is the path to empowerment. It is your birthright to have emancipation from suffering. Victor E. Frankl, in 2006, Man Searching for Meaning, is a book of memories of his experience as a psychiatrist laboring through the Nazi death camp. He notes how the only survivors from this devastating death camp are people who found a reason to live and meaning for life despite their circumstances. He states that man cannot avoid suffering, however, he can choose how to cope with it. Find individual meaning and learn to move forward. It is remarkable. It is a remarkable book, you guys. I definitely suggest that if you have not read that book, please go get it. This book displays resolution, conviction, discussing how the primary human drive is not for pleasure, but the pursuit of what we find meaningful. Frankl rightly observes the fulfillment is defined as a significance in the very act of living. Spiritual work offers a miracle shift of perception, delivering us to gratitude for the pain and suffering we have gone through. It becomes the driving force, helping us to connect and commit to making a difference. Suffering often becomes the impetus for desiring to live, breathe, and love. How you choose to overcome it determines who you are as an individual and the effects you have on the world. Today, I ask you guys that if you are in the line of being judged, or you are judging yourself and you're becoming a victim in your own life to your own situation, practice forgiving yourself and setting yourself free using the law of transmutation. This law says this is the metamorphosis of the ethereal realm into the physical reality. Energy is condensed and formed via the mind. So what is held in the consciousness must be transformed into material form. This is the perpetual process because energy is infinite in its expansion. What the mind focuses on informs the creative medium of the universe into action. Energy is incapable of being destroyed, therefore it will take form. Thus, it is imperative to focus on what you want to manifest. And knowing that your mental focus must transmute into form, it is important to let go of all victim mentality, sadness, and regrets. Otherwise, you will inform the universe that your negativity forgiveness is must, that you're negative. But remember, forgiveness is a must when it comes to unlocking the goddess or the god or the guru or the king or the queen or the emperor or the empress within you. So if you are at a place in your life and you are finding yourself being in judgment or finding yourself being a victim or finding yourself just surrounded by negative people, negative things, negative situations, ask yourself, what events and experiences do you still suffer from? Who do you need to forgive? Do you need to forgive yourself? What do you think it would take for you to make peace with your past? Are you ready to focus on what you want to create in your life and let go of regrets, sadness, and past events? A lot of times we have to use meditation. Meditation is a key tool to begin to help you let go and release and forgive. The reason why I decided to talk about this is because I have a mentorship program, and I'm sure you guys have heard the advertisement over and over in this segment. But this mentorship starts, I have a mentorship starting in August the 29th. And as I stated in the paid advertisement before, that this is a 6-month program. It's $180 a month. I am taking applications right now on my website. Website is in the description of this segment. If you are interested, you can always send me a message on Facebook at Sacred Creations and Healing LLC, or you can send me a message on Life Coaching and Intuitive Guidance with Hannah Yamayan. Those both are my life coaching and my reading, spiritual advising businesses. Or you can hit me up on your Soul Coaching Oracle on Facebook as well. I have 27 spots available for anybody that would like to join. I also will be giving a discounted price to 10 people, the first 10 people that inbox me or message me or send me a text message or call me. They will get a discounted price on their first 3 months of this program. I want to help those that want to be helped. I actually have 5 students right now in my program right now that will be graduating next month. I would like to give a shout out to Miss Fernicia Coleman, Miss Deja Thomas, Miss Karen, Miss Charlotte, Miss Tiffany Alexander. All of these women will be graduating next month in this mentorship program. I am so proud of you guys if you're listening to this program, this segment. I hope that everything that you learned in my program, you can take with you and you can use it in your everyday life, in your spiritual life, in your modern life. I am so proud of you guys. I want to wish you guys the best. All of my love is all to you. As I said before, this mentorship program talks about Reiki, it talks about tarot, it talks about intuition, it talks about everything, self-love, self-care, shadow work, the 40 laws. I just stated 2 of them to you today. I want to send you guys a love, some love and light, a lot of peace and wholeness. I definitely will be back tonight at 11:30 with Mr. J-Man, where we're talking about love magic. Stay tuned. Join me tonight at 11:30 with Mr. J-Man, my co-host, as we talk about love magic. You guys have a blessed and lovely day. It's your girl, Hannah Yamaya, your soul coach at Oracle. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye, you guys.
It's the Soul Coaching Oracle Show. Have a good night.